ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 66 पौंडरका द फॉल्स वासुदेव टेक्स्ट 15। दृष्ट्वा तम आत्मनस तुल्यं वेशं कृतिमं आस्थितं यथा नटं रंगगतं विजहास भृशं हरि दृष्ट्वा तमात् मानस्तुल्यं वेशं कृतिमं आस्थितं यथा नटं रंगगतं विजहास भृशं हरि दृष्ट्वा तमात्मनस्तुल्यं वेशं कृतिममास्थितं यथा नटं रंगगतं विजहास भृशं हरि दृष्ट्वा तमात्मनस्तुल्यं वेशं कृतिममास्थितं यथा नटं रंगगतं विजहास भृशं हरि जीस वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग दृष्ट्वा seen tam him atmana to his own tulyam equal vesham in dress kritimam kritrimam imitation asthitam arrayed yatha like Natam, an actor. Ranga, a stage. Gatam, entered. Vijahasa, laugh. Vrisham, strongly. Hari, Lord Krishna. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Lord Hari laughed heartily when he saw how the king had dressed up in exact imitation of his own appearance, just like an actor on a stage. Purport: Srila Prabhupada describes this scene as follows. On the whole, Paundraka's dress and makeup were clearly imitation. Anyone could understand that he was just like someone on a stage playing the part of Vasudeva in false dress. When Lord Sri Krishna saw Paundraka imitating his postures and dress, he could not check his laughter. And thus he laughed with great satisfaction. Srila Jiva Goswami points out that it was a benediction from Lord Shiva that enabled Paundraka to imitate the Lord's dress and appearance exactly, a fact gleaned from the Uttarakhand of Sri Padma Purana. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Piye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So in this verse we can see that Lord Krishna is seeing this Paundraka, King Paundraka, for the first time directly, face to face. He had heard about him because he had sent one letter to Lord Krishna in his Dwarka assembly, and at that time also all the Yadavas, they had a very good laugh hearing the impudence of this King Paundraka claiming to be Vasudev, his own, Krishna's own personality, He was telling that he is the real one. And that time also Krishna and others, they had very hearty laugh. And Krishna sent a message to that through the messenger that he is coming. Krishna is coming. And he is going to teach him a lesson. So we can see that imitation is so much prevalent in today's age. There are so many things are imitated. Imitation jewelry. People can't afford the real jewelry, so they have to use imitation jewelry. Even in the currency, isn't it? Counterfeit notes. There is imitation. And sometimes even in the food, sometimes one may think that, oh, it is a very nice food, vegetarian food, marked with green spot. But still, we don't know what are the contents there. Even the imitation of personalities, that is another big kind of fraud. Sometime before, our doctors from Bhaktivedanta Hospital, they had to really take up this topic, because they are qualified doctors, our devotee doctors, Madhavan Prabhu, Giriraj Prabhu, Vaishnav Seva Prabhu, Dwarkadish Prabhu, Shamlal Prabhu, so many, Vishwarup Prabhu. So they are doing a really wonderful service in the hospital, and even the so many extended services. Even in Barsana, they have regular eye camps. And few months before, they had to take this topic in all councillors' meeting. Beware of quack doctors. Because there are some people who may give some kind of jadi booty and some powder and claim that you will be cured from this. And people are innocent. They are very innocent. They want to get rid of their diseases. And some person becomes famous like this, the whole trend develops. Everyone starts following. And they observe that even in our congregation, there is a risk. Because sometimes devotees have some kind of chronic diseases and they are not getting cured. And suddenly they hear the news that this is one person. He has some kind of powder or gel or something. He can do a magic. You have to just go and sit and he will cure. And you will get cured. So they had to alert all the devotees that don't get trapped into such kind of false propaganda. Because there are people, they are not having any kind of degree, qualified degree, but they are self-proclaimed doctors. And therefore they had to expose them. And if the real doctors don't expose such false, pretentious, quack doctors, then the common devotees, regular devotees, they'll get misled. So therefore, they had to take up this topic. It was such a serious thing. And even in that discussion, there were debates. Because some devotees were thinking that, what is wrong? going to such people, as long as our diseases are getting cured. Still, even amongst that level, there was a difference of opinion. So we can understand the gravity of the problem, that how much the imitation is so powerful, so overpowering, that it defeats the originality. Where is a real person, that person gets defeated. So therefore, it is very, very important to understand this topic, that not to fall prey to such imitation people. And there is original thing and there is imitation. If there is no original, then there is no question of imitating something. There is something original. And therefore people try to imitate that. It may be, as I was explaining, it may be a small thing, currency notes or food, or here the people are imitating each other. And common people are very innocent, they don't understand what is spirituality or what is religion. Anybody showing some kind of magic, some kind of chamatkar, immediately everyone starts following. They think that this is real spirituality, this is real religion. And therefore, many people lose faith in a real religion. They feel that what is the use of following this? Because there is nobody real. Everyone is trying to exploit, trying to cheat each other. And therefore the real religion, the real message gets obscured. And therefore it is a duty of real people to expose such false imitation, bogus babas and ammas and sadhus. It may appear to be quite blunt, but it is a fact. Because we can see that there have been so many people claiming themselves to be incarnations of God. Not only in this land of India, but all over. Even in other religions, Christianity, Islam, there have been people, those who have been claiming that Christ has reincarnated, Messiah has come. And there are so many varieties that even the Google or Wikipedia has to put them in different categories. Categories and subcategories. Some they say that they are the real incarnations of Christ. Or sometimes other people tell that, oh yeah, so you are so powerful, you are the real incarnation. You are the one. And sometimes there have been incarnations. They say that I am God. Sometimes even in India, of course in India you will get a lot of variety, no doubt about that. Sometimes some small children, girls especially, they have been worshipped as devis till they come to their understanding. So these have been trends everywhere. Even the so-called educated people, they get trapped into such things. And sometimes a person who has got a lot of charisma, a lot of power of speech, he can control the minds, he can understand what somebody is thinking, he can create some ash and give to somebody. So these people, their worship, people don't reason also, why to worship such people? What he is giving me? Or what is the real message of spirituality? People don't try to go deeper and try to understand. They think that it is as long as somebody is solving my material problems, it is all right, he is helping me. That is spirituality. Srila Prabhupada said, usually people go to sadhus to get cured. And Srila Prabhupada said that some Baba says that, okay, take this powder and you will get cured. There have been like that. So what is the use of going to such sadhus? If you are having some disease, better go to some doctor. Because somebody who is qualified, who understands the real problem, he will cure you. So instead of going to the real doctors, they go to the such quack sadhus and quack doctors. So therefore it is important to understand this story. It's very deep actually, because Paundraka has made me at least to go more deeper by thinking, meditating upon this story. Now the imitation could be so risky. And here we can see that Paundraka, who was not the real Vasudeva, he, in his heart of heart, he knew that he is not the one. And if the problem somebody can understand, okay, this is a problem, then there is a hope to improve the person. But if the person doesn't realize that this is a problem, he is identifying with something which is not, then that is a big problem. Because he was not something which he was imagining. He was imagining himself to be Supreme Lord Vasudeva. And he was so thoroughly convinced that yes, I am the original one. And Krishna is the false one. The original Krishna is the false one. That was his audacity. And even he could challenge the original person. Yes, you are wrong, I am correct. So we can understand that what kind of insanity it was. That he was so deeply absorbed into thinking that yes, he is the one. So Krishna, he can't be fooled by such people. And Krishna had a very hearty laugh. Because Krishna knows, yeah, this is a real problem. What can we do? For example, somebody goes in front of Prime Minister Namo and says that, I am Namo. So maybe he will give a very cold look at him and just ignore that person. Anyway, let it be. Let him be happy in the ignorance. Ignorance is a bliss. He will not get disturbed at all. Prime Minister is not going to get disturbed. Anybody, you can take anybody's example. Even any managing director of any CEO or company. And somebody says, I'm you. Okay, sit down. So, Krishna knew that, he is the imitation. And Krishna knew that this kind of trend is going to happen, definitely, but not in this age. It's going to happen in Kali Yuga, after many, many years. And to Lord's surprise, it was happening in front of him. So Krishna had to really laugh. Because something, of course, Krishna knows everything, past, present and future. But still, he was surprised that somebody can, he can go to such an extent that he can claim that I am the original one, and not to any ordinary person. He is going and claiming to the Supreme Lord. So that was a really amusing story for Lord Krishna, that yes, this is really worthy of laughing. Somebody can make Krishna laugh. That is real. It has to be noted. Somebody can make Krishna laugh. It is also said that if you want to make Krishna laugh, you just reveal your plans. What you are planning. What you wish to do in the future or in your life or a project or company, whatever. So Krishna will laugh. And of course there are various types of laughters. And in Srimad Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has gone much deeper, because Hasya Ras is one of the rasas Lord enjoys. It is not the primary rasa, it is a secondary rasa. And sometimes these secondary rasas, they appear to enhance the primary rasas. And then they again subside. It is not the always, it is not that somebody will be always in hasya ras. It is his mood, his original bhava or something, swarupa, to be always in the hasya ras. Sometimes people have some kind of wittiness. Every word or something, they will make jokes and laugh. Sometimes we say that is a vat problem kind of thing. She is having a lot of vat. They are always laughing, joking. So Srila Rupa Goswami explains that there are six types of laughters. And three are major and three are minor. Smita Hasya. It is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami that when somebody is laughing, but his teeth are not seen, he just, in his cheeks, he makes some changes in the eyes and cheeks. So that type of laugh is called as smita hasya, just mildly smiling. So there are stories related with Lord Krishna that how Krishna makes somebody laugh. Sometimes Krishna becomes the object of laughing affairs. And there are wonderful things. Krishna, when he was very child Krishna, little Krishna, in Vrindavan, he was playing the role of a small child. And his parents, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they feel that he is our son. He is so small, he has to be protected. Sometimes he may get afraid, and they have to do so many things to remove all the bad evils or omens and spirits. And once one skinny old mendicant came at the house of Nanda Maharaj, and Yashoda Mai, they were there, and he came to beg. He was a begging mendicant traveling. So when Krishna saw that sadhu, he got afraid, and he told Mother Yashoda that I don't want to go near this skinny villain. Sadhu is a mendicant, but Krishna is sarcastically calling him skinny villain. I don't want to go to near this skinny villain, because what he will do, he will put me in his bag and take you away from you, take me away from you. Krishna was afraid that this sadhu will snatch him or he will steal him. So seeing that, all the in seeing that, the sadhu started laughing, the mendicant, he started laughing. So Krishna became the object of laughter for this mendicant. Another time it is explained that Krishna was sitting with his friends, cowherd friends. They were enjoying the lunch box in the afternoon. And one friend said that, I will give you yogurt mixed with sugar candy. And Krishna likes butter and sugar and sugar candy, makhan mishri, all these kind of things Krishna enjoys. So Krishna opened his mouth, and his friend, what he did, he dropped a flower in the mouth of Lord Krishna. And Krishna tasted that, and then he just made a different face, disfigured. He thought that he just, because somebody just expecting some sweet on the tongue and get some bitter, so then his face is different. So similarly, Krishna made face in such a way that all his friends started laughing. So Krishna can make his friends laugh. Another time it is explained that one palmist, astrologer, he came, and he came at the house of Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj, again, he was feeling that Krishna is a small child and I want to understand what he will become in the future. And he told his palmist that, please come here and see the hand of Lord Krishna. I want to know what will be his future. Whether he will become the possessor of thousands of cows, whether we will have a long life. Because as Nanda Maharaj, as a fatherly mood, he is concerned about Lord Krishna's health, his future. So this palmist, he saw the hand and began to laugh. He just saw that Krishna's hand, Krishna's hand is very divine. So many auspicious marks on the hand. And he began to laugh. Not too much explanation is given why he, what he observed and what he expected. But that is a way Krishna can make people laugh. So this Smita Hasya is explained that when the teeth are not visible. So at one time Krishna was stealing the yogurt in the neighboring house. So one gopi, Jarati, she was a maid servant, old maid servant, headmistress, it is explained. So she came to catch Krishna. Krishna is a very small child, just he has stolen the butter, it is in his hand and just running now. So he just runs to Balaram and tells that, oh, this Jarati is chasing me. She is coming to catch me. So afraid, Krishna gets afraid because of this another personality. And seeing that, all the sages in the heavenly planets starts laughing. they are observing the wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna happening in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So this is a type of smithahasya. Then another, it is explained that second type is hasita, in which teeth are slightly visible. Somebody is laughing, not too loudly, but just teeth are little bit visible. So it is explained that when Krishna went to the house of Jatila, Jatila was the mother of Abhimanyu, the so-called husband of Srimati Radharani, and he was already there in the house, and he saw that real Abhimanyu is coming. So at that time Krishna immediately put the dress of Abhimanyu. He dressed himself like looking like Abhimanyu. Now Krishna is imitating somebody. And when Krishna imitates, nobody can identify. It becomes exact. Somebody is trying to imitate Krishna, one can immediately identify, yeah, this is a false. This is a false person. But when Krishna is imitating, that becomes a reality. So Krishna immediately dressed himself like Abhimanyu and told Jatila that, mother, mother, I am here. And look at this Krishna, he is coming. So Abhimanyu, the original son, was coming, but under the spell of Krishna's yoga maya potency, she could not understand. She thought that, yes, this is my son. Krishna is my son, Abhimanyu. He is my own son. And this person who is coming, Krishna is coming dressing himself as Abhimanyu, he is not the original one. And she started chasing him away. Go away, go away. Don't come here. The original son has to be chased away. So that is the... seeing that, all the girlfriends of Srimati Radharani, they started laughing, seeing this wonderful pastime of Lord Krishna. So this is the second type of laughter called hasita. Then third type of laughter is called as vihasita, when teeth are distinctly visible. So when Krishna was in his usual pastimes of stealing butter and yogurt, he was at the house of Jatila again, and he was stealing yogurt and butter, and Jatila was sleeping, and he told his friends that this old lady is deeply sleeping, because she is breathing very heavily. She is very deeply breathing. So she is fast asleep. Don't worry. Come with me. We'll steal butter. We'll steal yogurt. So Krishna was telling other friends to come and join in his stealing. But Jatila was not sleeping. She was hearing all these wonderful talks by Lord Krishna. And hearing that, Jatila started laughing. So that is the third type of laughing ecstasy exhibited by Jatila herself, vihasita. Then it is explained that fourth type of avahasita, when the nose become puffed, just sometimes too much of ecstasy, people nose becomes red and just eyes become squint and just like they get so much absorbed into such humor. So it is explained that once Krishna was coming early in the morning, to his own house. He had performed his rasa dance and he was coming to his own house. And Mother Yashoda, she was telling Lord Krishna that, why your eyes have been smeared with some kind of black oxide, as if you have not slept well. Or have you put the dress of Balram, who is wearing the blue garments? So she didn't know that Krishna was out in the night performing the rasa dance with the gopis. And there was one cowherd girl, gopi. She knew exactly what was the reason and how Mother Yashoda was also got bewildered. She also did not realize that, oh, Krishna was out for rasa dance and he just coming. So she started laughing. So that hasya, that smiling, is called as avahasita. Then fifth type of hasya, laughing, is called as apahasita. When the tears come down, when the tears, somebody is laughing so ecstatically that even the tears are coming from his eyes, and shoulders are shaking. Sometimes devotees have that tendency. So it is explained that when Krishna was dancing in response to the singing of this old maid servant Jarati was singing and Krishna was dancing to her tune. So seeing that, Narad Muni, he was so jubilant that he started laughing. He started shaking his shoulder. So that kind of laughing ecstasy is called as apahasita. And it is explained that when Narad Muni was dancing so ecstatically, so that time his teeth, because of the effulgence of his teeth, the clouds in the sky, they turn silver. That kind of ecstasy, you can understand. Of course, it is not material, it has to be spiritual. One has to understand that from the spiritual perspective. And the last type of laughing ecstasy is called as atihasita. So brahmacharis, when they laugh, we can imagine what kind of ecstasy they are having. It is explained that when somebody claps hands and leaps in the air, so that kind of ecstasy is called as atihasita. Suddenly we hear somebody comes in the temple hall on Monday afternoon, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and they hear suddenly some laughter sounds from the walls. Suddenly, what is happening? He's laughing so loudly, ecstatically. So we can understand what is happening inside Brahmachari class. So that is the highest level of ecstasy Brahmachari can reach. Atihasita. So it is explained that when Lord Krishna, he addressed Jarati. Jarati has come third time now. She has made Krishna laugh like anything. So Jarati, who is the headmistress in his house, she is quite old, it is explained. And Krishna makes fun of her. Some sarcastic remarks. And Krishna was telling that, look at your face. The skin of your face has slackened like a monkey. And the king of the monkeys, Balimukh, he has decided that you will be the worthy wife for him. So Krishna is making some laughter. He is making some jokes with this old servant, maid servant. And of course this Jarati also tells that, no, I don't have to worry about this, because I have decided to marry Krishna, you. And because Krishna is, you are the supreme powerful person, you have killed so many demons, so I have decided to marry you. So hearing this, that all the coward girls, they began to laugh and clap, because this is something they had not expected. They can expect that Krishna will make sarcastic remarks to this old lady, that she is looking like a monkey and Balimukh should marry her and all. But when she comments on Krishna's remarks, so that makes, that creates a laughing ecstasy. So this kind of laughters are documented by our Srila Rupa Goswami, which has the original rasa. It is the original. It is not imitation. So when Krishna is observing this Paundraka, who dress so wonderfully, it is explained that just like a theatrical actor, sometimes we go to see dramas, or devotee dramas of course, and sometimes so wonderful costumes, and they make themselves look like Krishna or Ram, and so many wonderful characters they make, and they also know that this is not real, and they are acting so wonderfully. But in case somebody gets so much absorbed, and even out of the stage somebody thinks that he is the same person, then what will happen? Then people will really start laughing. Oh yeah, he's still not come out of his drama hangover or something, kind of thing. But of course our devotees are not ordinary, and Srila Prabhupada also told that devotees should perform the dramas, because they, when they get absorbed in the mood of Krishna, Ram, Balaram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that kind of real devotion is invoked, and that can really change the heart or purify the heart of a person. Even Srila Prabhupada, I think in his childhood, in the mood of Advaita Acharya, he performed a drama, and people were crying. People used to get so much absorbed that tears would come. They know that it is not real, but still it is so real at that time. So therefore, when this Paundraka was claiming himself to be the Supreme Lord, that time Krishna was laughing, because he knew that it is such a childish act. Because Krishna knew that he is the original person, nobody can cheat Krishna. And in front of him, somebody comes and tells that I am Krishna. Krishna was, it is such a childish act. And therefore, Krishna was laughing. And sometimes we can see that even in today's world, those so-called incarnations or sadhus and all, there are billboards or so many places, and sometimes we see that, oh really, they look like some kind of devi or some kind of god or something, because it is dressed, makeup so much, so wonderfully made. So one may get bewildered, or one may really start believing that these are the real sadhus or ammas or babas. They can make some miracles curing people. And that's how one has to be very careful that not to get caught up into such people. Because there is something imitation and there is something original. If somebody is trying to really find the original, he will find the original. But somebody is just going to spirituality to solve the material problems, then he may land up into such people. Somebody is really genuinely trying to understand what is spirituality, what is the ultimate goal of life, what is my real identity, first of all. Who am I? Because identity crisis is one of the major crises in today's world. There are so many crises, but the identity crisis, who we are. Here the Pauntraka was feeling that he has so much absorbed. He was thinking that he is the original Krishna. Similarly, people identify so much that they themselves feel that yes, I am this person. And for such small temporary identifications, there are so many problems, so many fights over small misunderstandings. So therefore, when we go deeper, the real spirituality will help you to go deeper. And then one will really identify oneself with spirit soul. That is our real identity. We are not these mortal bodies or not external designations, but we are real spirit souls. That is our real identity. And when somebody is situated in that identity, then that person is a really healthy person. Somebody is not situated, then that person is not healthy, he is sick person. And therefore, what is the real health? Is to remain situated in our original constitutional position. Therefore the word swasthya has come. What is the meaning of this word? Swa means the real self, and stha means to remain situated. When somebody is situated in his own self, that is swasthya. That is the real health. Sometimes we ask, how are you? What is your swasthya? Not sustha. Sustha is a different meaning. That is lazy. But if somebody is situated in his own self, swastha, then he is really happy person. He is a normal person. Otherwise, sick. Mansik. Therefore, we say that mansik problem, mental problems. Mind is sick. So therefore, the mind is in the normal condition, one will realize that I am not this mortal body. I have been identifying for so many lifetimes after lifetimes with this false dress or identification. But if we go deeper, then one will realize that I am not this mortal body. I am spirit soul. That is my real identity. And that spirit soul has connection with Supreme Lord. And the process by which one can reawaken that relationship with the Supreme Lord, that is a bona fide process, Bhakti Marg. That will reawaken and that will make one really happy. One will be really situated in his original constitutional position. So that kind of real healthy life one is searching for. And when somebody is really searching for spirituality, one will come to the real gurus, real bona fide spiritual master, not quack sadhus or quack doctors and all these people. So therefore, there is something real and there is something unreal. So therefore, this mortal world is temporary. It is not real. But there is another higher spiritual world which is eternal, which is full of knowledge, full of bliss. And one has to search out. When somebody is sincerely searching, then one will really find the real bona fide guru. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, we can see that when he went to America in his 70s, late 70s, that time he could make such a revolution. He could change the hearts of people, because he was not giving something imitation messages or imitation mantras or bogus kind of ashes or powders and all that kind of thing. But because he was genuine, people's hearts were transformed. They could feel, they could make the connection. Yes, this is the real sadhu. And in spite of getting so much of fame, so much of success, so many followers, Srila Prabhupada did not say that I am God. In fact, there was a controversy in Los Angeles temple sometime before, in the early stage of ISKCON. And some of the disciples, they started thinking that Srila Prabhupada is God, Srila Prabhupada is Krishna, he has come again to deliver us, but now he has left us because of our mistakes. Srila Prabhupada was traveling, he had to leave that place and go on traveling to other place. And that kind of controversy has arise. So Srila Prabhupada had to come and again resolve that. And take a very strict stand that I am not God. I am simply a messenger. And I am the humble servant of my spiritual master. He had to be very strict with some of his even sannyasi disciples, because he could understand what kind of deviations it can lead. The whole movement can get diverted in completely different direction. There was such a dangerous situation. One thought or one kind of rumor, though this person is empowered, he is having some special power, it can create such a disturbance in the society. Prabhupada could feel that, and he had to immediately rectify the situation, because people are innocent and they get carried away by such kind of things. So therefore, those who are real sadhakas, sadhana bhakti, even there may be a higher level of understandings and ecstasies they might have reached, but still, to tell people in general, they will not exhibit such kind of ecstasies in public. Srila Prabhupada was very careful that not to exhibit such kind of ecstasies in public, because people can deviate and they can there can be another upasampradayas. So therefore, this pastime is very significant, that Krishna, somebody is claiming to be Krishna in presence of Krishna, and what are the dangers we have to be aware of, and to safeguard our spiritual life by keeping the instructions of spiritual master always in the forefront, performing the sadhana bhakti given by spiritual master, chanting the holy names, regularly hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, serving devotees and taking Krishna prasad. Hare Krishna. निरंतराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।